training every day. We're enjoying this off-season time, and I'm just using every day, to get back to where I was before it happened. It might, I know it's not going to take, a week or a month, but hopefully in time I can get back to that point. What's up, man?
Are you limited in any way to your doctor say, hey, don't do this too much or don't do that?
My only limitation is really from just being, kind of inactive for that long. So you kind of just have to gradually build back up to where I am. But every day I feel myself getting stronger, feel myself just getting better. My hair is starting to come back, and so it's a good, lots of good feelings going on.
Has your perspective of the world, has it changed?
Absolutely, yeah. You can relate to people a little bit more. You can kind of, you learn how to put yourself in other people's shoes. Before, you can hear a story and you think, wow, that's really, really an intense story. But now I can really take myself and relate and know exactly what they're going through, not just the patient, but the patient's family too. So
you appreciate every day more?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Every day is a blessing, man.
How much fun is a day like this getting to interact with the patients?
It's good. It's fun, man. It's just, when they told me they were doing this, I was like, yeah, of course I will. I know how important it is when friends come and visit you in the hospital. I mean, I know I've never met these people before, but you interact for a little while, and now we're friends, and now we're hanging out and passing the time. A lot of these guys, some of them have just started their treatment. Some of them have been here a while. Either way, living in a hospital is not fun, man. And when you get time to have some fun, crack a few jokes, smile on your face, play some games, that's a big deal.
I imagine being a great football player in college at San Jose State, you did stuff like this on occasion. How much different is it now versus then, seeing as what you've gone through?
Well, I mean, the Texans are a big deal, here in Houston. And anytime you can get out of your pads, out of your jersey, and interact with people just on like a one-on-one and just a human interaction, that's priceless, man. That's what it's all about.